showing that you took an interest in who these people are, even if it's only for 30 seconds, shows that you're more interested in being a collaborator on their project and not just, what can you give me? Everybody, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, and welcome to my podcast, Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. I'm so glad that you're here, and every week I'm going to give you some tips, tricks, and secrets that you can apply to your acting career. We're going to talk about seven more mistakes that actors make all the time in their audition. Here are seven more. They're going to really change the way that you audition. Okay. In your audition, number one, biggest mistake, not having a beginning, middle, and end to the scene that you're presenting. When you're given the sides and you're asked to work on it, it's really important to figure out the beginning emotion, the middle emotion, and the end emotion. A scene needs to have all three, a beginning, middle, and end. And you need to have a transition from one emotion to another, and then a transition from one emotion or statement to another. And there needs to be a clear transition between these energies. If you don't have a clear transition from the beginning to the middle to the end, your scene will all be the same tone. And when your work is all one tone, it's just an immediate No. Agents and managers do not want to work with actors that have one tone in a scene. That means, let's say she's upset. She can't be upset the entire scene because that's one level, it's called. If you're taking acting classes, you know what I'm talking about. That's one level. Maybe she's surprised in the beginning and then she's taking it in like, what? No. Now she doesn't believe it. And then the third transition, she does believe it, and now she's getting fucking outraged. Okay, those are three separate emotions. And when those transitions are clear and clean, that's gonna be a strong audition. If they're all muddled and they all run together, or you don't have separate emotions transitioning, you're not gonna work. Number nine, because we did seven before, so this is eight and nine. Nine, not having subtext under the lines. So that means there's no emotion under the line. There's no stakes. You have not done any homework. You do not know why you're even saying the line. If someone says, where have you been? I already have a subtext under it because I'm a good actor. I'm easy. I got the subtext already and I just made it line up. But I'm already like, where have you been? I've been waiting for you for 15 minutes and I've been out here in the heat waiting. It's not like, why are you late? So that means I'm not just saying, where have you been? I have subtext under it. You have to have a want and a need. So if you've been in class and you've done exercises like, I want exercise, and you have to say something to the other actor, I want that necklace. I want that necklace. And then the exercise is you have to keep saying it until the person gives it to you, right? Years ago when I was in acting class, one of my acting teachers was William Stanford Davis. He is the janitor on Abbott Elementary. Also a very good friend. His wife and I started a management company together years ago. I went off in my own management company and she went off on hers, and he was one of our first clients. Now, he's a longtime working actor, but he's also an acting coach and a lifetime member of the Actor Studio. Stan, as I call him, he would give us this exercise called I Want, I Need. Sometimes we'd say, I need that necklace. It's not a want. So would you do the I want for a while? And then he would say, okay, everybody, let's go to I need. The need has to be so specific. Like, if I don't get that necklace and put it on my mother before she dies, I'm gonna live the rest of my life regretting it. Because the only thing she ever asked me was to make sure that she had that with her at the time of her passing. So I need that necklace. I need it. Now, you're not allowed to say all that backstory, but in your heart, in your mind, it's gotta be in there. That's called the subtext, the underneath the line. The line is, I need the necklace. But you have to put the reason in your heart why you need it, because what comes out of that is beautiful. It's emotion, it's intention, it's desire, it becomes real because you've given it a real reason. If you're an actor and you're not learning how to do that, you are not learning how to act. You've got to learn the subtext under the lines. The lines are the last thing you need to start learning, folks. When you get your script in your hand, don't just start memorizing it. Okay, I memorized it, I'm ready to go. No. Memorizing your lines is not acting. That's memorizing. You need to know the why underneath the lines. That's the part that you need to work on. Lines come last. Memorize your lines last. Number 10. not researching the people you're auditioning for. Big mistake. When you get an audition and on your sides and in the breakdown, it says the name of the casting director, the writer, the producer, go to IMDb Pro and look those people up. Get an idea of who you're auditioning for. That's going to make you feel more confident, more comfortable, because they're not complete strangers. You've done some research. And maybe you might even mention something like, oh my God, you wrote blah, 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 which is truly one of my favorite movies, and one of my favorite scenes is in that movie. Now you're creating rapport with them, and you don't have to go on and on and on about it, but showing that you took an interest in who these people are, even if it's only for 30 seconds, shows that you're more interested in being a collaborator on their project and not just, what can you give me? What can you give me? People don't want to work with selfish people. They want to work with people that want to be a part of something bigger, something beautiful together. So research the people that you are going to audition for. Doesn't take a long time to do that, but it makes a big difference. Number 11, big mistake that actors make, asking when they're going to hear back. Don't ask that, because your job is not to figure out when they're going to call you back. You shouldn't even have your mind on that. Your job is to prepare the scene, do the best job you can, give it everything you've got, and leave. Don't ask questions like, when am I going to hear back? They don't have any idea who they're going to call back yet, who's going to get producer session, and you asking makes you look like an amateur. And also, to protect your soul, when you audition, do it and let it go. Like, don't even think about it again, because it'll drive you insane. Your job as an actor is mostly going to be auditioning. So just do it and let it go. Number 12, lingering. Don't linger after an audition. Hanging around, you know. Be polite. Excuse you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a great day. Pshoom! Get the hell out of there and get back in your car and go home. Or hang up on your Zoom or whatever. But don't linger, okay? That's unprofessional. They don't have anything to say to you. You just did what you did. They'll keep it in mind. They're going to look at what you did and what everyone else did. And they're going to see what they feel like that day. Who they feel like they want to bring in. Lingering just makes you look bad. So don't do it. Asking to start over halfway through. Don't do that. Listen, if you're halfway through, keep going. Just keep going. Take a minute, take a beat, and then keep going. The only time you ask, can I start again, is like after the first two lines. You might do it then. That's fine. But once you're getting into the scene, we're not starting over. So don't ask. Just compose yourself, breathe, and pick it up and keep going. That's what you do. It's like if you're doing a play, right? You don't start over in the middle of a play. You know what? We're in act two, but let's start over. No. Your job as an actor is to just keep going. And that's why doing theater is really a good exercise for an actor. Not only is it super fun, I made some really great friends in my life doing theater. I love the theater. But you also learn how to stay in character and keep going, because the play starts at 8 o'clock and it ends at 9:30, and there are no do-overs, right? We're not reshooting the scene. You're live, you're on stage, do your thing. So learning how to go up on your lines, it's called, and then recover, is just part of your professionalism as an actor. And when you're in an audition, demonstrating that you have that professionalism is important. Chewing gum. Don't chew gum in your auditions. Even if it says in the script, your character chews gum. Listen, when you get on set, if the director wants your character to chew gum, they'll tell you then. But when you're in an audition, don't chew it. It's distracting. It muffles and mumbles your mouth. Don't do it. It's not necessary. It will distract. And then here's the 14th one. Ladies and gentlemen, may I get a drum roll, please? Don't wear hats in your audition that cover your eyes. The other day I saw a person doing an audition with a cowboy hat on that covered their eyes. If you're covering your eyes, we cannot connect with you as an actor. We can't connect, because human beings connect through the eyes. They connect through their ears, through physical touch. Well, since we're in a Zoom box, we're not touching. On television and in movies, we connect through the eyes. And in an audition, if you have a hat on and you're not connecting with your eyes, that is going to cause you not to get the role. That can cause you to get thrown out. Even though you did great acting work, if we can't see it, we're not going to feel it. We can't connect with your soul. Remember that saying, your eyes are the window to your soul? Really are. So make sure that the camera can always see your eyes. Hey, thanks for listening. And I never want to end a podcast without saying these words. Now repeat after me. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. Yes, you are. And I love you. Tune in next week for my next podcast episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.